You were just listening to a midnight mass from an old Roman manuscript dating from 1071 AD, as performed by the Ensemble Organum, conducted by Marcel Perez. Any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Good morning. It is 3 minutes after 9 on Wednesday, the 22nd of December, and you are tuned to WPRB Princeton, New Jersey, community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online at www.wprb.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and will be with you today all the way until 1 p.m. Well, today is the final program of my Christmas trilogy and is titled A Medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque Christmas. Up until 1 p.m., we are listening to nothing but early Christmas music. Thank you so much for joining me and happy holidays to you all. Classical Discoveries Goes Avant-Garde will return next Wednesday and will be extended all the way until 1 p.m.
Oh,
What an absolutely incredible ending. You were just listening to a setting of Cantate Domino, one of the festive cantatas of Austrian composer Andreas Rauch, who lived from 1592 until 1656. In our performance, you heard the Budapest Tompkins Vocal Ensemble and the Ars Longa Chamber Ensemble, conducted by Janos Dobra, a Hungaroton compact disc, music of Andreas Rauch. At 9:09, we are going to move to a selection from my favorite compact disc of early holiday music. This is on the Ricercar label and is the fifth volume of the Heritage of Monteverdi series. The CD is titled Per il Santissimo Natale, and from this compact disc, we will listen to the very hypnotic composition by Tarquinio Merula titled Jorge Tempo di Dormire. Now it is time to sleep. Our performance is by the great early music soprano Maria Cristina Kier, along with members of La Fenice.
Thank you.
Music of Italian composer Tarquinio Merula, and you are listening to Jorge Tempo di Dormire, Now It Is Time to Sleep. You heard soprano Maria Cristina Kier, along with members of La Fenice. We move on now to a selection of the Venetian composer Giovanni Valentini, who was Kapellmeister of the Habsburg Imperial Court. He lived from around 1582 until 1649. This is his Magnificat, as performed by La Cappella Ducale, along with Musica Fiata, conducted by Roland Wilson. Once again, music of the Venetian composer Giovanni Valentini.
Thank you.
That was the Magnificat by Giovanni Valentini, as performed by members of La Cappella Ducale, along with Musica Fiata. Roland Wilson was the conductor. We are going to listen now to one of the Sevillas from Spain. Now, it is a Classical Discoveries tradition, some of you may be aware of, to air one of these works on my very last program before Christmas, which today is. Although 1,000 years have passed since the time when we find the first traces of this music, which took place at the very beginnings of our civilization, we must go much further back to around the end of the 6th century before Christ to find the first references to the Sibyls, those semi-divine beings who were able to foresee future events and who possessed prophetic powers bestowed upon them by Apollo. The early Christians retained the myth of the Sibyl, restoring it as an oracle for the second coming of Christ, for the last judgment, and the end of the world. The chant of the Sibyl was sung during the Christmas season and sometimes at Easter. We are going to listen now to Sevilla Mallorquina from the 15th century. Now, this is anonymous music, and it will be performed by Montserrat Figueras, who sings the song of Sibyl, along with members of La Capella Real de Catalunya, conducted by Jordi Savall.
Thank you. Kiri.